Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all tell the people them, no? Christian Fellowship Ministry. Our host is Apostle Barbara Kizzy. Thank you for joining us tonight. Our lines will be open, so you can call 619-639-4733 with your comments, questions, or prayer requests. Again, our number is 619-639-4733. And God bless to everyone who called in and everyone in the chat room. God in the Midst, otherwise known as GITM or GITM, is an apostolic ministry whose charge is to help encourage, edify, and equip the people of God who are called to home churches, small churches, and parachurch ministries. For those of you who are joining us for the first time, home or house church usually have 20 people or less. Small churches are up to 100 adults, and parachurch ministries could be Bible studies, prayer groups, men or women's ministries that are not churches in and of themselves, but walk alongside the church. We are featuring one home, small, or parachurch ministry each month by interviewing them. We hope that as you hear them tell their personal testimonies, share their history, their current activities, their future vision, and preach the word of God, the Lord will confirm what He has placed on your heart. It may encourage you to step out boldly. It may even catapult you to the next dimension in the Lord and ministry. Welcome to God in the Midst Christian Fellowship Ministry. Our host is Apostle Barbara Kizzy. Thank you for joining us today. Our lines will be open so you can call 516-418-5699 with your comments, questions, personal prophecy, or prayer requests. Again,
well, glory to God, glory to God, hallelujah. Welcome, everyone. Once again, it's good to see all of you on the line already. Praise God, hallelujah. Let's open up with a word of prayer. Father, we bless you. We thank you, Lord God. We honor you. We thank you, Lord, that this is the day that you have made. We make a choice to rejoice with a loud voice and be glad in this day. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. You are awesome. You are altogether lovely. And we bless you. We bless you. We bless you. Lord God, we also thank you for your word. Hallelujah. Your word that says that if two or more, hallelujah, are gathered together in your name, there you are in the midst. And we just thank you for being in the midst tonight, Lord God. We know already that you are moving by your Spirit, and we thank you for doing that. And we don't take it for granted that you're here, with us, God with us. Hallelujah. We thank you for that, Lord God. And we, once again, we dedicate this broadcast to you and say, Lord, have your way. Move by your Spirit. Do as only you can do. And we lift up everyone who's listening now, who will listen in the future. Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for touching each and every person, reaching out and touching even their households, Lord God. And thank you, Father, for we know what this message is about today and this whole month, evangelism boot camp. So we thank you, Lord God, for mobilizing ones to evangelize. Thank you for activating, hallelujah, doing an activation of what is on the inside of them, each and every one of us. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, welcome everyone to Evangelism Boot Camp, hallelujah. And the Lord has been talking to me about evangelism for quite a while. And I praise him because he gave me a whole different mindset on evangelism than I had. I want to say that I began to walk in evangelism. I guess it was probably in the mid-90s, maybe 94, 95, you know, something like that. And I'm glad that Pastor Price is on the line because I was thinking about you today, Pastor Price. I can recall that when I first heard about evangelism, it was through you. And the Lord would just bring people to her to get saved wherever we went. And she even made her own tracks years ago. And I would have the tracks in my purse. And, you know, and I had no clue I would be who I am today. No clue of what was on the inside of me all those years ago. But I would carry around her tracks or the tracks that she had done and hand them out to people, you know, especially when she was ministering, whenever she'd come to town and visit. And she came to a lot of towns that we went to and visited. Let me see. I'm trying to think. Houston, Denver, Albuquerque. I got that backwards. Albuquerque, Denver, and New Jersey. And so wherever I was living and with my family, the Lord would send her to spend time with us, and it was such a blessing. So I can recall Pastor Price talking about evangelism, or not really talking about evangelism in those words, but people who got saved and how excited she was when people would get saved. And she go, hallelujah, hallelujah, they got saved. Saved, and she was so happy. And I was saved. I had been saved since I was 16, you know, and I was just starting to get back into the things of God. And I didn't get it. I really didn't get it. Why is she so happy about people getting saved? I probably didn't say anything about it at the time, but I actually didn't get it. And when I did start to get it, and that was when I rededicated my life to the Lord in 1991, June 9th, 1991, I got baptized in the Holy Spirit, and at that time, that was when my eyes became open, and I began to hear from the Lord, and really build a relationship with the Lord. Hallelujah. So evangelism, or really being God's hands and heart in this world to lead someone to Christ so that they could be saved. You know, that became very, very important to me after, and I looked back later and he showed me what made the difference. And the difference was my relationship with him that made all the difference in the world. Hallelujah. Now, so for this month of evangelism boot camp, let me say, I've done evangelism boot camp with children before, and we march around and we learn scriptures and memorize them and all that. But this particular evangelism boot camp is, I'm just going to speak from my heart by the Spirit of the Lord. We do have a format in that he wants, well, we're going to talk about four things that God wants you to know. And so we'll start with that today. But what really came up on my heart to do evangelism boot camp this month was that the Lord said, now there's been a shift, there's been a change. And with the coronavirus has really turned this world upside down and has turned the church upside down as well. Actually, I can just see a visual of the church, like a church turned upside down and shaken, and all the people have to leave out because it's just shaking, you know, and all the people have left the church, you know. And this is a wonderful time of evangelism because we are definitely out of the four walls. So the church has been turned upside down. The world has been turned upside down. And what I heard was this is a wake-up call for us to be on ready. And we have been called into active duty. The beginning of the year, we were getting a prophetic word from the Lord for 2020, and I can recall the Lord saying to me, bring it to my remembrance, T.D. Jakes, and about, I don't know, it's been 10, 15 years ago, he was just really known for saying, get ready, get ready, get ready, you know, and I heard the Lord say, now, you can't be getting ready. You got to be on ready. You know, he didn't even say you got to be ready. No, he said on ready. It's time for us to be on ready. And what I thought about with that was the five wise and the five foolish virgins. And how those wise virgins were on ready. They had already prepared. They had their lamp. You know, they had their oil. Thing was ready for the Lord, for what the Lord wanted to do. You know, and when it was time, they weren't looking for lamps. They weren't looking for oil. They were on ready. Hallelujah. And so that's what I'm hearing from the Lord is that at this time we need to be on ready. And now for the past 3 years, at this time of the year, we have done Wise Mothers Month. You know, something Wise Mothers Month, Wisdom Mothers. We've had my mom, Pastor Mom on. We've had mothers on and talk about if they had young children, if they have older children, you know. So we've had mothers and daughters on together for May for the past 3 years. And let me tell you, wonderful, wonderful things things that you can learn from that. If anyone just wants to listen again, it's on demand. Anytime, day or night, you can listen to that. And all you have to do is Google Gitim Radio, G-I-T-M Radio Mothers. I tried it myself. All you have to do is Gitim Radio Mothers. And, you know, you can just have a real good time, because those mothers that we had on the broadcast were just wise mothers. So that's what you can go back and do that if you want to hear something really wonderful for Mother's Day. Now, what we're doing here, like I said, the Evangelism Boot Camp, and what I just heard from the Lord is that we have been called into active duty. We have been called with this coronavirus, our wake-up call, and our call into active duty. And even, you know, someone who is in the service, they have to be on ready. They have to be ready for whatever assignment that comes up. They must be ready. Now, some people may know that I'm a Star Trek fan. I'm more of a Jesus fan, but I do like Star Trek. And this picture keeps coming to my mind, so I'm just going to say it. In one of the newest Star Treks, it's called Picard, there's like this android who she looks like a real person. And she just walks around like a real person. But when danger comes, she is activated. What's on the inside of her is activated. And she didn't even know that she had in her what she had in her until it was time for it to be activated. And when she became activated, she tore it up. She tore up everything when she became activated. So I, you know, the Lord just brought that back to my mind, that we have so much on the inside of us. And this shaking that has happened has actually activated us and brought us into active duty. Hallelujah. So it's my charge by the Spirit of the Lord to stir up what you already have on the inside of you. And I'm talking like that, but I know, you know, the people who are on the line right now, you're here, but you're not a novice, okay? I'm not saying that you're a novice and that you don't know, that you never led anybody to Christ. Not saying that at all. And I was hoping that ones would come on who have led people to Christ and who could even speak to some things and help stir up others who listen and who have not been activated quite yet, but are really ready for that activation. Hallelujah. That activation to be able to do whatever God wants them to do, to be on ready. Hallelujah. So much I want to say, and I'm just being led by the Holy Spirit and trying to slow down and not go too fast here. Now, why should we evangelize? What's up? Why is that such a big deal? Well, evangelism is really the heart of God. It's really and truly the heart of God. And, you know, we know that from John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. So we know that that's the heart of God. I don't know that there's, I don't, I'm pretty much sure that there's nowhere else in the Bible that says that he's so loved. Now, he said he loves with an everlasting love. You know, he's drawn us with his loving kindness. But that word, so love, you know, and he really so loved us that he wants us to have eternal life. So this is the very heart of God. And he's given us by his Spirit the opportunity, the honor, and the privilege to be his arms of love and compassion, to bring the world to him. One person, one soul, one heart at a time. That's what we've been activated to do. Whether we've been doing it, whether we did it in the past and we haven't done it lately, but that's who we are. When we are born again, that's who we are. Hallelujah. We have such love and such compassion on the inside of us, Christ in us, the hope of glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And even 2 Chronicles 5:17 through 18 says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself by Christ Jesus, and has given to us the ministry of reconciliation. So all of us, once you are born again, you're a minister. You're a minister of reconciliation. If you've never been to seminary, you know, if you've never taken a class, inside you is the ministry of reconciliation. Hallelujah. That you can help to get somebody, you can help to reconcile somebody and get them together with the Lord. Hallelujah. And what Jesus did and what he does through us when it's really done well is he loves people into the kingdom and into the kingdom. He loves people into the kingdom of God, for God so loved. So this shouldn't be like a beating over the head thing, you know, wrestle them to the ground thing, you know. It's supposed to be out of the love of God. And I want to go back to something. The Lord gave me an illustration that it just blesses me every time I think about it. Even as you're sitting there right now, just think of your body as a cross. And a cross has a vertical part, and a cross has a horizontal part. And so if you're a cross, your vertical part is, you know, the core of your body, your head all down. And then when you reach your arms out, that's the horizontal part of the cross. Now, our relationship with the Lord, this is when it gets good, you know, that when our relationship with the Lord becomes vertical first, and it's us and the Lord, it's that vertical relationship where God, you know, so to speak, reaches down to us and we reach up to him. And it's a vertical relationship, and it's a love going on. And we get to know who he is. Hallelujah. We spend time with him. We love him with all our heart, our soul, and our strength. You know, we're listening to him. We're following him. You know, he's leading us. We're trusting in him with all our heart. Hallelujah. Leaning not to our own understanding. And we get to know so much about him Hallelujah. We get to know even who we are on the inside. We got this vertical relationship going on, and we're just loving on each other, us and God. Hallelujah. It's a oneness, and even that vertical part looks like a one. Hallelujah. There's a oneness going on. There's a unity that's going on between us and God. And then this unity gets so good. It's so good that we just get filled to overflowing with the love of God. He just loves on us so much that our arms just go out. Hallelujah. And that horizontal thing begins to happen in us, where we can't help but reach out. We're not reaching out because we have to. We're not reaching out because we're made to. Somebody made us do it. But we're reaching out because we can't help it, because the love of God is so shed abroad in our hearts. Hallelujah. That His love can't help but reach out through us. Hallelujah. And that, when people get saved, hallelujah, as he just reaches out beyond us, hallelujah, and he reaches out and touches people, hallelujah, and he draws all men unto him. You know, when you have that vertical, that cross relationship, that vertical and that horizontal relationship with the Lord, where you just overflowing, people come to you. You know, I've been in the grocery stores before. I've been walking around, and people just start looking at me and saying, "Hi, oh, your hair looks great." Now, I know enough to know that that's not me looking so good, and it's my hair looking so great. God's reaching out in the grocery stores. You know, I used to kind of think it was for a long, long, long time ago. But then after it got to be about five or six people looking me in my face and saying, "Hi," I said, "Okay, God, you're doing something." You know, I mean, they could be any race, you know, male, female, kids, you know, any age, whatever. And then I know that God is doing something, and he's reaching out. Hallelujah. And that's why, like I said, we have to be on ready, because the anointing, Christ in us, the hope of glory, is attractive. Hallelujah. And not attractive in the world sense, but, you know, because sometimes we could get it twisted, thinking they're looking at us and all that, but it's really all about God. So we can't get it twisted. Then when people are attracted to the anointing, when people are attracted to Christ in us, the hope of glory, the only response that we should have and that we will have is to give them Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Give them Jesus. Hallelujah, because that's what they really, really want. You know, even if they're cute to us, they still want Jesus. Hallelujah, amen. And we need to give them Jesus. So in this month, Evangelism Boot Camp, we're going to really keep it simple, because what I found with the Lord, and probably what you found too, is that God works with simple things, and he works with simplicity, and out of simplicity comes complexity. So we're just going to keep it really simple, so that at the end of this month that you are stirred up on the inside. You know, you are seeing that you have that vertical and that horizontal relationship, that vertical relationship that has just overflowed on the inside of you, and you just can't help but reach out to people, and, you know, that you even realize that. And by the end of these 4 weeks, that you'll be very confident that you're ready. If you haven't done it before, that you are ready to lead someone to Jesus. Hallelujah. And being already, like I said before, it's not like being a rabid dog, you know, like a dog with rabies, and they're looking around to bite somebody. What a visual that is. But it's not like that. It's like you are just open and ready for God to send someone. And we know the scriptures, some plant, some water, and God gets the increase. Hallelujah. So there'll be times where we'll plant and we'll water, and God will get the increase. But as I said that, the Lord is just saying to me, this is time for increase right now. And you're going to be so ready. We are going to be so ready that as God sends someone with an open door, we walk right into it and we help them. There was, when I was in New Jersey, I was over evangelism for a season there and was helping to train people to go out and evangelize. And some people, they had not done that before. We went out on the street in the hood, which was just awesome. So, but we went out, we had a territory. We went out on the street. And so we're just meeting people for the first time out on the street. And the Lord said, he said, let them know this so that, you know, this will take some of the fear away from them, that right now the atmosphere is such that it's like we're in a maternity ward. And all of these births, people ready to be born again, they're just ready. The labor has been done. They're just ready. All you have to do is be like doctors in a maternity ward. Catch the baby and cut the cord. That's all you have to do. And that's what I'm hearing now. We're in that season where we're not going to have to labor. We're just going to have to be on ready to hallelujah, hallelujah. We're just going to have to be on ready to catch the baby and cut the cord. Now, I'm going to give you an example because he's bringing that to my mind. It was last month. I was asked to speak at an evangelism class that was being done by phone, and I was sharing with them about evangelism, and I just got all stirred up myself. I was just probably lit up and everything, just glowing after talking to them. It was a beautiful thing. And so we did some things, which hopefully I'm going to remember that we can do a little bit of that tonight as well. But we kind of prepared prophetically to minister to people. And I had written some things down. And I went downstairs, and I live in an apartment building, and one of the words that I had was lobby. We'll talk about that hopefully before, within the next 20 minutes or so. And so one of the words was lobby. One of the words was COVID-19. And so I went down to the lobby. I think I went to get mail. I live on the second floor. Pastor Ma and myself live on the second floor. So I saw this guy named Jack. And Jack and I have talked over the years. I knew him when his father passed and kind of comforted him and prayed with him and everything. But we had never prayed for him to be saved. And so we got on the elevator together, So from the first to the second floor, Jack was talking, and we were talking about COVID-19 and people who were dying from it. And Jack says that he's going to get him an asbestos suit just in case he doesn't make it to heaven. Now, that was a great big fat open door. And the thing about open doors is that when you go in with that love we talked about, that vertical love that has been shed abroad horizontal, that can reach out to people. And so that love just came out. It was just like, oh, my God, I love Jack. I don't want Jack to go to hell or even to be afraid that he's going to go to hell, you know. And so I said, Jack, do you want to, like, make sure that you're going to heaven? He said, yeah. I said, by that time we're on the second floor. I said, come on, Jack, step out of the elevator with me for a minute. And, you know, it won't take long, and we can talk about this and pray. And so Jack said, well, you know I'm Catholic. I said, oh, that's okay, Jack. I wanted to say, that won't hurt anything. But I just said, it's okay. That's all right. And so I explained to Jack about salvation. Jack received Jesus as his Lord and Savior. And I'm telling you, Jack turned red. God touched Jack right there. So, I mean, just got beautifully saved. Hallelujah. He was so grateful. He said, I'm going to have to do something for you. I'm like, no, Jack, you don't have to do anything. No, no, no. I'm going to do something for you. It's okay, Jack. God bless you. Amen. And so that's like being already. I wasn't like, come on, Jack, you know you need to be saved. You don't know, you know, you're Catholic and you don't know. No, not all that. It's like, I'm glad, Lord, that I'm here, you know, that you allowed Jack to even talk to me so that he could be saved. So it just awesome. Hallelujah. And so with this evangelism boot camp, there are four things that God wants you to know. And I'm going to say the four things. I was thinking about holding the four things and telling you every week, but this is not some like game show or something. We're talking about the things of God. So four things that God wants you to know. And I'll tell you, this came from a track that I got from this ministry years ago, and they're probably still around, and I'll try to find out the name of it, because what they did, hopefully they still do it, was they would give you tracks, and back in the early 2000s, you know, I was in full-time ministry, didn't have the money, but trying to do evangelism at the church and pass out things. Well, they would send me thousands of tracts, you know, for free. Just send them to me. And so, but this was a tract that was so good. It was very simple. I love simple. It was yellow and red. And it says four things that God wants you to know. And I can remember giving it to someone who was clearly Muslim, this lady, I think in a mall or something, and I just handed it to her. I went somewhere. When I came back, I passed by, I glanced over there. She had her head all in that track reading it. And I said, okay, God, this is a good one. So the four things that God wants you to know is, number one, you need to be saved. That's what we're going to talk about today. Number one, you need to be saved. Number two, you can't save yourself. This is what God wants us to know. You can't save yourself. Number three, God has provided for your salvation. And number four, your part, how to receive Jesus. Amen. And just this simplicity and just even meditating on the word, and we have scriptures that go with all of these, just meditating on the word and letting God, in that vertical relationship we're talking about, letting him just overflow your heart with his heart, you know, about every part of this. Number one, you need to be saved. We're looking at Romans 3 and verse 23. And it says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. This scripture is so deep, and it's really, really so good. From our perspective, as ones who are the ministers of reconciliation, it's so important for us to know that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. That, right, you know, God can clean us up so good. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, from the stuff I used to do, I've been cleaned up so good. You know how somebody just looks dirty and then they dress up. You know, they got a job that they, you know, they have to be dirty doing their job. But then when they clean up, you say, ooh, you look good cleaned up. Well, we look good cleaned up. When God cleans us up, he cleans us up so good. And sometimes, not talking about you, but sometimes people have a tendency to forget how it looked when they were dirty. And Romans 3:23 lets us know that all have sinned. Every last one of us, all of us have sinned. I have sinned, you have sinned, and come short of the glory of God. So we all needed to be saved. And then from the perspective of the person who is in need of salvation, you know, once we know and realize, yes, I have sinned. I did. God saved me. He cleaned me up. Clean because God saved me because I needed to be saved for real. And then also from our eyes, looking at others after we've been saved, looking at others who need to be saved, we know by his spirit, we have to know that my sin, our sin, might not have been that other person's sin. And maybe their sin looks like it's a big sin. But there's no big sin, no little sin. There's sin. There's no big I and little you. All have fallen short of the glory of God. We've all sinned. And so, you know, the Lord would have us to have that compassion and knowing that nobody disqualifies for salvation. They do not disqualify for salvation. You know, we all can make a choice. They're not disqualified in God's eyes. They're a candidate for salvation. Hallelujah. And it's up to them to make choice. And, you know, as the Lord and I were, you know, even talking about what season we're in now for this COVID-19, and there are 26 million people who are on unemployment. You know, there are people right now who are grieving because their loved ones have died and they didn't get to go to a funeral. They weren't counted among the 10 who could come in. there are people out there who need to be saved, and they need to be saved right now. And God is going to send them to us. And we must be on ready. And we can't just say, tis, tis, tis. And we can't tell them, hand them off to somebody else. They must be saved now. And God is giving us that opportunity. And so no matter how they look, no matter how they smell, or what they've done in the past, they are a candidate for salvation. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Hallelujah. But God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Hallelujah. So, Father, right now in the name of Jesus, we thank you for stirring up the hearts. Stirring up the hearts, Lord God. Hallelujah. Stirring up the hearts of those who have prayed with people to be saved, but just haven't done it in a long time. Stir the hearts up, Lord God. Light the fires, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Activate whatever's dormant from you on the inside of each and every one of us, Lord God, that we are so activated that we are ready for active duty wherever we are. If we're in the elevator, if we're at the grocery store, if we're standing 6 feet apart in a line, wherever we are, Lord, we thank you for causing us to be activated with your love. Activated with your hope, activated with your word, hallelujah, to be able to lead people to you, Lord, to lead, to love people into your kingdom. And we bless you for that now. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. And I'll just let you know we're walking this out, a prayer of salvation that you can pray with someone. And if there's anyone who's listening right now, you're not even sure that you're saved. You're not even sure that you're born again, but you've been drawn to listen to this today, and your heart has been touched even listening. There's a prayer that you can pray because God, yes, he does love you. He so loves you, and he wants you to be born again. Hallelujah. Romans 10 and verse 9 says, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. So confessing with your mouth is simply saying a prayer. And we're going to help you say that prayer right now. And confessing with your mouth and believe, you just have to believe in your heart. You make a choice to believe in your heart. Hallelujah. Hallelujah that God has raised Jesus from the dead. None of us have seen that. None of us have seen it, but we believe. We make a choice to believe. And when we make that choice to believe, then something miraculous happens. We get saved. We get born again. Our hearts are new. Our lives are new. It may not look new to anybody else right that second, but that's what's going on in the spirit. So repeat this prayer after me with all your heart. Dear Lord Jesus, I believe you died for me and that God raised you from the dead. Forgive me of all my sin. Come into my heart. Come into my life. Be my Lord and be my Savior. Show me your way and help me to follow you. And now I know, according to the Bible, that I'm saved, I'm born again, and heaven is my home. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. And Lord, we just thank you and praise you right now for those who have prayed that prayer. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, that they are truly born again. You are touching them right now. Hallelujah. They know that there's something different in them even now in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father God, for showing them or sending them to or even sending just the right people around them, Lord, to help them to grow, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And to learn more of you and get that horizontal relationship through that vertical relationship of that love that's overflowing within them. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Let's just praise the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen, amen. So that's the beginning of the evangelism book, and I want to give you a little something to do. We'll talk about this a little later, but if you have a pen and a paper, get it out, or I like to, you know, I've started taking notes now on my phone and my email. I probably got about 600 email drafts because I take notes on my email so I can have them with me. But wherever you take notes at, I want you to write this down. And, you know, as we go on through the weeks, we're going to add to this list, but we're starting something today. I'm not going to tell you all that we're starting, but we're starting something. And it does have something to do with evangelism. So if you can, you may be comfortable, you may be laying down, maybe chilling out. If you can, we want you to write down something. And when you write this down, don't think too hard about it. Okay, just for a few moments. If you can't write it down tonight, we'll probably do this again next week too. But we're going to be adding to it every week. But just write it down. Don't think too much. Now, think about a location. I'll give you some hints maybe. A location about... I'm going to give you like maybe a minute to write it down, a couple of minutes, okay? A location like a stop sign, a bench, like a location like over by a big digital clock or something, or a location like a coffee shop, Target, the Walmart, or just, you know, any kind of location. And like I said, one time I thought of the location of my lobby, you know. So think about a location and just write it down. As I said, don't think too hard. Just whatever drops into your mind, write down a location. Oh, I I kind of feel like some, or maybe this is just me, Jamaica. But write down a location, and I'm just sitting here laughing. I should be writing down my locations too. Just a location, whatever comes to your mind. As a location comes to your mind, about maybe about six. And I said I would give you a couple of minutes, and I didn't even look at the time. Now I'm looking at it. So a minute from now. Kind of found myself writing down the locations of the stores I've been going to lately. Because, you know, we don't get out much. Okay. All right. Now, what else you can write down is, now, whatever name comes to your mind, write down a person's name. Just whatever name just drops into your spirit, just write that down. To about six of them, five or six names. Okay, just kind of hold those names, and you know, we'll get back to them. My names were like the grocery store, Trader Joe's, Sam's, Walmart. And then I had to laugh. One of the names that came up was Fifi. Okay, Fifi. Frank, Bob, Arnold, Marigold, and Percy. If anybody has any of those, tell me when we open up the line. What that is about is, we'll find out a little later, but we're going to open up the lines now. But we're putting together a map that we're going to use. And, you know, I'm going to give you an assignment, and it's going to be fun. Everything I do is fun. I do fun stuff, okay? So it's not going to be hard work or anything like that. It's going to be fun. Amen. So, all right, let's open up the lines. If you guys have any comments, anyone who has led someone to Christ and you have a testimony about that, because it's always awesome when someone gets saved. So if you have and we're going to open the line for Pastor Mom first. So if you have a testimony about that, even about your own salvation, and you want to share that with us, that would be great. If you have any questions, any comments, prayer requests, prophecy requests, you can press your number one key. Hallelujah. You want to encourage me? I'll take it. Amen. So just press your number one key. We're going to start with Pastor Mom. Hallelujah. Open the line for Pastor Mom.
Hello.
Hi, Pastor Mom.
Hi. It was very interesting. To bring somebody to Christ. It's very different. Especially in my heart. That somebody is coming to Christ. Because that makes me happy.
Amen.
I thank the Lord for bringing all of us to Christ.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Mom. Hallelujah. Amen. We're blessed when people get saved. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen. All right. Have a blessed night. I love you, Mom.
Okay, love you too. You have a blessed night too.
All right. Amen. Hallelujah. Anyone, you're encouraged to press your number one key. We're going to open the line for Pastor Catherine. Welcome, Pastor Catherine.
Well, praise God. Oh.
Hallelujah.
Oh. Well, you know, this is one of my favorites. Yep. Evangelism.
Yes.
Yes.
Absolutely.
I was praying today, as I was praying today and trying to kind of join in with the people on the National Day of Prayer, and the Lord said, I think you've been kind of talking about this too. The harvest, it's time for the harvest. The harvest is plentiful. And what he was saying to me today was that this is the harvest in the word. It says the harvest is plentiful, but the labors are few. But God is saying, I'm getting the labors ready now. They're gonna be prepared for the harvest. Because the harvest is going to be good and ripe. When he finished with this virus, the harvest is going to be ripe, and they're going to be ready to come in. And the laborers have got to be ready for it. Praise God. And so I just,
amen.
And as you begin to look at those, look as you begin to talk about some location. I miss my location. I miss the grocery store. I miss the Dollar General, coming out of the Dollar General store and just waiting for somebody. But don't nobody want to stop now. Everybody want to keep going. But I thank God for you tonight. And it's just pressing on my heart even more. So I just want to say thank you so much for this month of evangelism. Praise God.
Amen.
I know he's preparing my heart. He's preparing my heart another way now. He said, I'm going to give you a new way now. You may not be able to do it the way you used to do it because I'm giving you a new way now. So praise God. So,
amen. Amen. All right. Thank you. Thank you. Have a blessed night. Hallelujah. Pastor Price. Hallelujah. And thank all of you for pressing your number one key. We're going to get to you. Anyone else, go ahead and press your number one key. We'll get to you. Welcome, Pastor Price. Do you have your phone on mute?
Yes, it was on mute. God bless you.
Okay.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, I really am enjoying this message, you know, because we always, you know, people that work on a job and, you know, on a natural job, it's a wise thing to continue to learn, to continue to grow, you know, and to continue to keep ourselves abreast, because faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God, and the word of God as we hear on a regular basis. So where evangelism is concerned, we really just need to hear the word of God on evangelism. And I thank God for what you're doing. I truly thank God for what you're doing and what God has you doing.
Hallelujah.
And I really praise his name for that. One of the things that I wanted to say tonight was that there's a scripture in 1 Corinthians, and it's in the what chapter is that, Joy? Because I had you. What is that in 1 Corinthians? In 1 Corinthians, I believe it's the 6th chapter. I didn't want to get it wrong. But this is when I first started off in going forth in the things of God. And as you said, when we get that love relationship, thank you, Joy. When we get that love relationship with God, it's, you know, I want it to be able to be used by God, that he may use me in some capacity to win souls. And then what I began to see along the way was that sometimes, you know, I wanted to, every time I got with somebody, I wanted them to say the sinner's prayer with me. You know, to Lord Jesus, ask you into my heart and life. And then he made so much alive to me, and that's what quickened to me tonight. I asked the Lord, what must I say? And he said, read the one about how some plant and some water, but it is God that gives the increase. And I asked Joy to look up the scripture for me. I usually know it by heart, but it says, and I'm in another translation tonight, And it says in first, and I thank God for healing, health, and wholeness on my eyes tonight, that I'm healed in Jesus' name.
Amen, amen. Nearsightedness.
I had to put on some glasses to be able to, I put on some glasses to read. But in 1 Corinthians 3, and I think I'm trying to see what Bible, I mean 3 and verse 6, it says, excuse me for being kind of fumbly a little bit here today. It says in another translation, I'm trying to see which translation this is. He said in verse 5, it says, is Apollos important? No. Is Paul important? No. We're only servants of God who helped them you believe. Each one of us did the work God gave us to do. He said, I planted the seed, Apollos watered it, but God is the one who made it grow. So the one who plants is not important, and the one who waters is not important. Only God who makes things grow is important. This is, and in the King James it says that only God who gives the increase. And then it says, the one who plants and the one who waters have the same purpose, and each will be rewarded for his own work. We're all God's workers working together. We're like God's farm, God's house. And so what he told me, he said, Helen, he said, the job I give you to do, he said, in some cases, I'm sending you to plant the word. Other cases, I'm sending you to water where the word has already been planted in people's lives. And then there are going to be other times that you're going to come in like a harvester, and you're just going to pluck in where somebody has already planted in their lives, they've already watered, but you're going to be the one that I will give the increase through you. And I love when we would catch the train. We talk, you know, I've caught the train for many, many, many years. And it's such a white harvest field on the train. And so when I would get on there, I'd be down in the bathroom with Joy and Amber, you know, washing them up and getting them ready and so forth. And people would ask the classic question, what must I do to be saved? And that was so amazing to me. I hadn't planted in their lives. I hadn't even watered. But God was the one that gave the increase. I mean, there's just so many. I mean, so many astounding instances where God has given the increase. And so I thank God for that. I look when you were talking about how when we were younger and I was younger and coming to the various places that you were at, and I didn't find the at that later on I found a place that has many tracks to it. The Track Society, the Bible Track Society, and it's still going on. And so if you need some tracks, they will give you humongous amounts of tracks from the Free Bible Track Society. Free Bible Track Society. And so, but then I would go and make my own at that time. And I thought about today, I had did a broadcast today, earlier today. And I was looking how at the end of the broadcast now, God gives an opportunity for me to put on there that if anyone wants to receive Jesus Christ and to lead them in the prayer. And the Lord said, you see, he said, it's still ongoing, Helen. He said, what he does with one way, he'll do it with another. And then the last thing I wanted to say, Apostle, because I know you have other people that are on the line, but the last thing I wanted to say was when I thought about what Pastor Catherine was saying today, how the harvest is so ripe, but the laborers are so very few. And one of the translations that I love, and I pray this all the time, because I want all of my family to be saved, my friends and people, was that it said that God would thrust out in one translation that the harvest is ripe, the labors are few, and we're to pray to the Lord of harvest that he would thrust out laborers into his pathway. But one translation says that God would actually,
thrust out.
Yeah, and one translation says that God would force out laborers into his vineyard. Literally to force out into his vineyard, because there may be people that will never listen to Helen Price. But when God, I pray, God has me to pray that when he forces out specially prepared, anointed laborers into the pathway, ones that you know, Lord God, that they'll hear and listen to. Because everybody's not going to hear and listen to one, but Lord, force out, and it says actually force out labor, as one translation said, thrust them out and force them out. And that's where I see where God is. I thought about the young man came in to bring our dryer into the house and to install it in the house. And God used me to be able to minister to him at that time. And I was looking on my prayer list how long I've been praying for that young man. So I thank God for using us, because there are so many people that they say people need the Lord. I love when Brother Brian Austin sings, people need the Lord. So many people.
Yeah.
Apostle, I'm going to get off. I was looking at a mother who just her daughter, the child is my goddaughter. The child is my goddaughter. Known her since she's been in the world, this little child, since she's been in the world. And I was looking, and my heart was just, I was singing, Lord, have mercy. I looked at the cake that the mother gave to her child for her birthday, which was a representation of a man's private parts, very graphically done. And
oh,
had her name on it, which is, yeah, that's what I said, and wishing her a happy birthday in that. And the Lord
said,
don't. Huh? 19.
How old is the girl? Wow.
The young lady is 19 years old. And my heart just went out. I just said, oh, my goodness. But then as I began to watch, even after that, I saw that there are people that we think know the Lord. For them, that's nothing. There are people that don't feel anything about this. There are things that go on. And so God said, that's where your prayers will continue to come in. Continue, Helen, to pray and to intercede. And that's one of the greatest tools in soul winning. That's why I wanted to end with that. That's, I found that we plant, we water, God will give the increase through us. And then God will use us on a daily basis to be able to get the ground ready through prayer, to begin to pray. I pray over the mother, over the daughter, over the family, over different ones, and especially about the mindset, the perception of different things, that we would be able to intercede. So I thank God for you, Apostle Kizzy. I thank God for this evangelism boot camp, and I give glory and honor to God for using you for his service. God bless you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor Price. Amen. Thank you for sharing. We appreciate that. Hallelujah. Amen. Love you. Have a blessed night.
Love you too.
Hallelujah.
Have a good night now.
Amen. Amen. Wow. Yeah, I was preparing this month to get some mothers on and do my Mother's Day thing and then my Father's Day thing. I had a new guy who was going to come on, but the Lord said, no. This is the time now, you know, for people to be mobilized to evangelize. Hallelujah. And we have to be ready, on ready, for whatever he wants to do. Hallelujah. Minister Rachel, hallelujah, my goddaughter. Amen.
Hi, Apostle Kizzy, my godmom. As
hello.
You were talking about evangelism, it brought back to memories what we use at CFC. And I would, you know, me and the kids would be there, and we would go out on the streets and talk to people and just love on them and share our testimonies to them, that we were glad that someone told us about Jesus, and so we're able to share it with others. And we don't have to yell at them. We just speak like we're speaking now to them and just show them love, because it's the love of the Lord that is in us. And just let the Lord shine through us in any situation. Like if I'm on a line while we're waiting to get into the store, like ShopRite or BJ's, I miss them all being open, because I would always say, Jesus love you and Jesus saves you. Like, I needed to hear that. And I just thank God for those seeds and stuff. And then he'll send someone else, like Aunt Helen said, and what's in God's word. Paul planted Apollos water, but God gives the increase. That he gets all the glory, because we are his workers in the vineyard, and I'm just grateful to be used. And I just thank God for his strength and everything.
Amen.
And I did remember the prophecy.
Oh, you do. Praise God. Praise God.
And the Lord had me in Joel 2. I did read Joel 1, but I was reading Joel 2.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And probably one day he probably want me to read verse 21 to 32, like of chapter 2.
Okay. I'm trying to think of what that says. Oh, you got it?
Yeah, Joel 21, verse 32.
Go ahead.
Would you like me to read it now?
That's kind of long, isn't it?
Yeah.
But read the first part of it. Just the first part of it.
Okay. Verse 21 of Joel 2. Fear not, O land. Be glad and rejoice, for the Lord will do great things. You want to read verse 22?
No, you can stop right there.
All right, because he is doing great things, even in the midst of this.
Yeah. That's a word for you.
Amen.
Right there. Fear not.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes.
Fear not, Minister Rachel.
Amen.
Be glad and rejoice, for the Lord will do great things. And, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you, Lord God. Hallelujah. That you don't want us to fear because you see what's on the other side of what we're seeing that's trying to make us fearful. And you see from on high, hallelujah, you see from on high and you see that things are about to change, even for the better. Hallelujah. We thank you for that, Lord God.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. And the Lord said, this is truly a word for you. It really is. Fear not. Fear not. Hallelujah. For the Lord will do great things. And I just hear the Lord say that the worst part is behind you.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. The worst part is behind you. You ever seen a storm where the clouds are still dark? But then if you look ahead, it's light and it's clear. And it's like there's nothing going on ahead but behind you.
Hallelujah.
You've gone through the worst part. Hallelujah. And there's clearness ahead. Hallelujah. And the main thing is that you have learned to hear from the Lord more. Even this year. You've learned to calm your spirit, and you've learned to hear from him even the more, even over the past 5 months. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And that
Hallelujah.
And that means more than money.
Amen.
That is a great gift. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
The Lord is going to use you even to share your testimony about how you could have 6 children and raise 6 children on the amount of money that you have.
Hallelujah.
And that is going to be extremely valuable for people in the days ahead. 26 million people are on unemployment right now. And whereas they were living with a lot of money and having a hard time with a lot of money, and now they have less than that, and how long that's going to last, you know? And so what you have gone through has taught you a lot. You're just, what you have in you and your testimony is valuable. Extremely, extremely valuable. The way that you buy food, the way that you prepare, the way that your house is still clean with 6 children, the way that you've learned how to cook and put things in the freezer to make sure that you have enough food, all of that is very valuable. And the Lord's going to be talking to you more and more about what to do with all of this valuableness that you have in you that's going to go viral.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. So if you have not written down what you do to shop, to feed 6 children on X amount of dollars, if you've never written that down, it's time to write it down.
I always write down the whole budget each month. The Lord had me do it, and I'm like, wow. And he blessed me to always keep track of all the balances and everything to make sure what we can get and what we should stay away from the needs and stay away from some of the wants, because some of the wants cost too much. But I just thank God for it, that he always supply all of our needs.
Amen.
I'm grateful for that. And another amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
So keep your ears open for the Lord to see, because you've already written things down. And, you know, what may seem like just your budget and what you look at is valuable to people right here and right now.
Amen.
So listen to what the Lord would have you to do with what you have. And what he's showing me is, remember how the prophet went to the woman and she said, well, all I have, this is all I have.
Yeah.
That was all she needed. And God blessed her, and she never ran out.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. So whereas in the natural, it looks like you don't have a lot, but you do. And this is your time. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Love you. Have a blessed night.
Love you too.
Happy Mother's Day.
To you too. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you. I meant to tell everybody Happy Mother's Day. Hallelujah. Happy Mother's Day. We're going to open a line for Minister Teresa. Good to see you on the line. Hi, Minister Teresa.
Hi,
hey, welcome.
You?
Good.
Yeah, thank
good.
You.
Good to hear from you.
This is a topic that excites me. You know, that's who I am in the Lord anyway. But I think I got on the line a little late today. But what caught my eyes, just the vertical love and the horizontal love, you know, just loving God first and foremost. Then you're able to love other people. But this is a very timely word, you know, for such a time as, even though we, I call it a Holy Ghost consecration in the midst of all this stuff that's going on, because God want to impart some stuff in us, you know. He want to get some things out of us. He want a closer relationship with us. I believe he want us to get our assignments, you know, and get us ready for what's to come. You know, and the word says in 2 Corinthians 6:2 that now is acceptable time, you know, for salvation. So we gotta be armed. You know, my husband writing a book, it's called Armed and Dangerous. I mean, it's called Perfect Weapon. God's preparing us to go out and to do some things for him. You know, amen. And so
you're breaking up a little bit.
I'm sorry. Before all this stuff had happened, this COVID stuff, you know, I'm in a group at my church, and we go out, we may go to the gas stations and Family Dollars and, you know, other little places, wherever God may lead us, you know. And I'm in a middle of, I make signs and things, you know, and I put the sign on and I wear, you know. The Bible tells us don't be ashamed of the gospel. You know what I'm saying? It tells us to make do the work of the make full proof of our ministry. Amen.
Amen.
This is I'm excited for what's more to come. And see, I'm on. I guess I'm on a mini vacation or something right now. because, you know, I haven't been off on these Thursdays like this for a long time. So every Thursday I'm off, I was nodding, so that's why I kind of got on late. But anyway, I just thank God for you because it's different
praise
levels.
God.
I know God's trying to take me to, and, you know, you like this, the scripture already, you always talking about it. I planted Apollos watered, but God get an increase, and you get a little something here, a little something there, until, you know, you become what God will have you to be. So I thank you for what you're doing, you know, and I can't wait to see for this the Lord to put this whole thing and it come to fruition of what you're gonna, what's gonna come out of this thing, you know. You know, so cause I'm always, you know, open to learn, and, you know, it's always a different strategy. Amen.
Amen.
I just thank God for you. I thank God for all that you, he has used you to impart into me. You know what I'm saying? Since I've known you, you and Pastor Catherine and Pastor Price. So I appreciate y'all, but, you know, I just think since you're doing the show tonight, you know, I want to tell you how much I appreciate you.
Amen. I know you appreciate all of us. Now, I got to ask you this question because we've talked about this before. You said you were going to get one of those signs and like a sandwich kind of sign or whatever they call it. Did you do that? And
put a sign
on you?
Yes, yes. And I walk up and down the street with it. That's one of them was saying, where do you plan to spend eternity? Heaven or hell? And then the other side say, receive Jesus.
Wow.
Yeah.
Amen. Where did you go? What happened when you did it?
I'm giving out tracts. You know, me and some of the groups we give out tracts or whatever. And some people accept it, some people reject it. So the Bible tells us to shake the dust off our feet, you know, and it'll be a testimony against them or whatever. So, yeah. And I'll be ready to duck too in case somebody might want to throw an egg or a tomato at me too. I'm ready for that too.
But nobody threw anything at you, right?
No, I'm just joking.
Nobody.
I'm just saying, you know, some people get offended. You know, Jesus, the name, this is a rock of offense. And the Bible say many people be offended in me. It ain't us, it's Jesus. You know what I'm saying? So if people have said nasty things, and that's nothing compared to what Jesus went through. That's nothing. Because somebody called me a name. Okay, well, we all entitled to our own opinions.
Right. So, all right. So were you the only one with the sign on, or did other people have the sign on too?
Well, it just kind of depends. Sometimes I just have it by myself, and then another sister, she'll have one on. So we don't ever kind of do it together because that's too much of a kind of a distraction, because we want somebody to be receptive, you know, to the sign draw them in, but then we'll be able to talk to them once they come, you know.
Oh, okay. Amen. Well, that is an idea. Hallelujah. Well, thank you for sharing that. I mean, a lot of people do things out in public. You might as well do it for God, you know, for the glory of God. So,
and I ain't trying to take no time up, but sometimes I feel like getting a microphone and sit on the corner and just preach. I feel like that. But
amen.
I don't know if I need a permit or, you know. And my bishop say, all y'all talking about y'all preachers, y'all got four corners on every street, so don't say I don't give y'all the chance to preach. It's four corners on each street. You got north, south, east, and west all over the state. So don't wait on me to come out for me to get y'all preaching.
All right. Hey, get you a karaoke and a microphone. Put some batteries or charge up that karaoke. I got a karaoke player that the charge stays on it good. I mean, like months, you know?
Wow.
So,
wow.
Yeah. Yeah. So, hallelujah. That's an idea, a karaoke machine. You charge it at home, you don't even have to put batteries in it. Amen.
And if you're thinking about safety, you can make it sit in your car. Oh, well, I don't know.
Hey, do whatever the Lord leads you to do. I just encourage you to do it two by two at least.
Amen. Yes, that's right. That is right.
Amen. Pastor Catherine said she got an extra megaphone that you can have.
Oh, amen.
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 Hey, we've been out on the street with the megaphone. We've done that, right? With the drive-by prayer. Hallelujah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, amen. Thank you. It's always good to hear from you, Minister Teresa. And I'm glad you're on kind of a vacation, that you're not at work right now. Amen. That you're resting, Sam. Amen. Thank you. Have a blessed night. Happy Mother's Day.
Oh, same to you.
Amen. And let me know if any graduation stuff starts happening over by you.
Okay.
All right. Amen. Amen. Because thinking about her daughter, the Lord had us to give her a word that she was going to graduate from high school. This was a few years back, and her daughter's like, really? You think I will? And she's supposed to graduate this year. And she has finished all her classes. Because I said, girl, I'm going to be at your graduation. The year that there's no graduation, right? But she still graduated, though. Amen. Amen. So we have talked about evangelism boot camp part one. Hallelujah. And we had a good time tonight. So we will be back on next Thursday, and we'll be talking about Evangelism Boot Camp Part 2. Hallelujah. And so looking forward to that and seeing, you know, how the Lord's going to share. We really enjoyed all of you who shared tonight. Those of you who didn't share tonight, maybe the Lord will lay something on your heart. And I just want to encourage you to even meditate on the things that we talked about tonight. In our main scripture tonight with this Evangelism Boot Camp Part 1 was Romans 3:23. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And the four things that God wants you to know, that number one thing is all that you need to be saved. Amen. Everybody needs to be saved. Nobody is left out of this one way or the other. Amen. Nobody's left out in terms of you too bad to be saved or you too good to be saved. Everybody needs to be saved. Something that's very important that we get in our heart, you know, that nobody is left out of this. Everybody has the opportunity to be saved. No big sins or little sins. It's just sins. No big I's or little U's. We all need Jesus. Amen. So we'll come back next week. If you kind of missed it and you want to catch up on what we talked about, this entire broadcast has been archived. If you just Google Get 'Em Radio Evangelism, you should be able to get this. If you want to hear some good stuff we did for Mother's Day for the past 3 years, you can Google Get 'Em, GITM Radio Mothers, and you'll hear some really good interviews with mothers over the past 3 years. Let me tell you, and I just want to say again, Happy Mother's Day to everybody. Hallelujah. Looking forward to Mother's Day. I think was it Pastor Mom said she's going to put a hat on in the house on Mother's Day. Hallelujah. So, yeah, that's where we put our hats on and get dressed up and everything, get a corsage or something for Mother's Day. Well, she has a special Mother's Day dress. Hallelujah. She'll be wearing around the house. Glory to God. So, but happy Mother's Day to everyone. We will be having our Mother's Day service on Get 'Em Radio at 11 a.m. on this Sunday. The number is the same number, area code 516-418-5699, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. And Pastor Mom is going to be speaking. Glory to God. So she's going to be speaking about three mothers from the Bible. Hallelujah. So that should be really good. Then on Monday, the 11th, we have our Bible study, Lunch with Lorraine, Discovering God's Hidden Treasures. That's going to be on May 11th at 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern. Very good Bible studies. You would enjoy it. Hallelujah. On Tuesday, May the 12th, we'll be having Speaking in Tongues Tuesday. And that'll be 2 p.m. Central. So it's Speaking in Tongues Tuesdays at 2, 2 Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. And we've been having an awesome time with that. We pray in tongues for 1 hour where we have people praying on the mic, you know, with their line open minutes, praying in tongues. So one person prays in tongues for 15 minutes, then the next person just goes right in, and the next. Just awesome. And then after everyone speaks in tongues, then we have interpretation of tongues. And the interpretations have been so on point where, like I said, you know, some of the interpretations are word for word from person to person, and we didn't even talk to each other. So God is doing something great. Also, on the 13th of May, Wednesday the 13th, is our monthly prophetic healing. And we have the healing team and the Hawkeys, Philip and Linda Hawkey, are on the broadcast. So this Wednesday, the 13th, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern, and we have seen so many healings already this year. The Lord, it just seems like he gives us different anointings, something that we've never experienced before, that he does that, and then people get healed. It's just, it is, I keep saying the word awesome, but he's awesome because he's doing it and he keeps showing up. So that's on Wednesday. Same number for all these broadcasts, 516-418-5699. And then by that time next Thursday, it'll be a week later, we'll be back again for more evangelism boot camp. So I want to thank you all, hallelujah, for being on the broadcast tonight, Stan, and listening and just I just keep thinking, did not our hearts burn? Hallelujah. As we just heard the heart of the Lord tonight. So once again, thank you all so very much. And seeing you again on Sunday, on Mother's Day. Have a wonderful Mother's Day, everybody. God bless you. Love you all. Bye-bye.
Y'all tell the people them, don't.